You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Okay, folks. So in this lesson, we are going to discuss about tables. Now, tables are different tables you can have on your sheet in Numbers. And what you want to understand is that unlike Microsoft Excel, Numbers doesn't treat each sheet as a massive grid. It instead treats it like a blank canvas where you can have multiple tables. In Excel, it is treated as one massive grid. Now, I'll show you what I mean by that and why it's useful to work with various tables on your canvas on a sheet in Numbers. So I'm back on my Numbers table.
Chat Internet 20.
I'm going to hit VO plus U for Umbrella to open the Windows Spots menu.
Windows Spots menu. You are currently in a voiceover system. Has new sheet navigator tab group. Scroll area. Table four matter scroll area. Scrub budget sheet. Sheet navigator tab group.
Sheet navigator tab group. I'm going to go here. Hit enter.
Sheet navigator tab group.
I'm going to VO shift down arrow to interact.
In budget sheet. Selected tab.
Budget sheet. That's the name I've given to this sheet where we have the where we have our January, February, March budget. Here I can hit VO shift M for menu. Or do the contextual click.
Table 1. Rename ellipsis. Duplicate. Show sheet options. Cut sheet. Copy sheet. Paste sheet. Delete. Table 1. Rename ellipsis.
So here I have various options of what options I have with this sheet. I'm just going to rename it.
Duplicate. Rename ellipsis.
I'm going to rename it to my budget. My budget, I'm going to go back into the Sheet Navigator menu, VOU.
Windows Spots menu, Sheet Navigator tab group.
VO shift down arrow to interact.
In my budget, selected tab.
My budget.
Group.
So that is a name we have now given to the sheet where we have the January, February, March budgets. It is called My Budget. That's the name of the sheet. That will become important later on. But just remember, it's always good to give a name to each of your sheets so that you know which sheet you're working on. So let's now go into the sheet.
In text, my budget, out of text, my budget, sheet menu, button, sheet menu, my budget, my budget.
My budget.
You are currently on in text, my, out of text, sheet name, sheet, selected, radio button,
so
one of one.
Here in, again, let's go back into the sheet navigator menu, VOU,
Windows Spots, sheet navigator tab group.
Sheet navigator tab
sheet
group,
navigate.
Interact.
In my budget, selected,
my budget.
Tab group.
VO shift M.
Table one.
And here you can see that in the sheet options, we have
rename ellipse table one.
Table one.
You are currently on a menu
so
item.
So it's showing that we only have one table where we have January, February, March, and all of its values. It is one. It is being treated as one single table. Now let's go VOM to go into the menu bar.
Apple menu. My bot numbers menu file men edit menu insert men table menu.
Table.
Insert,
insert
menu. You are
here
currently
we are.
On
into
a menu.
The insert menu. We're gonna hit down arrow.
Sheet command shift n. Line break. To column break. Page number. To page count. Date ampers table. Submenu.
Table.
You are currently on a menu item.
Here we're gonna press right arrow to explore this table menu.
Table. Submenu. Headers. Basic. Headers. Basic. Plain.
Here I'm getting different types of tables which I can insert into my existing sheet.
Plain. Basic. Headers.
I'm gonna
you are currently
select
on a menu
headers.
Item. To choose table 2. 10 rows.
Table 2. So now it's inserted a second table into my sheet called My Budget. Let's just explore again. VO plus U to go to the Windows Spots menu.
Windows Spots menu. Sheet Navigator tab group.
Sheet Navigator. Enter.
Sheet Navigator.
Interact.
In My Budget. Select.
In My Budget. And here VO shift M for contextual click. Down arrow.
Table 1. You are table 2. You are
so
currently
you can
on
see
a menu
that
item.
Now
to choose this menu.
When we do a contextual click, it is showing that there are now two tables in the sheet called My Budget. Let's see what we can do with these two tables.
Table 1, caption. Table 2, 10 rows.
I'm hitting VO plus left and right arrow, and as you can see on the sheet, we are now jumping between the two different tables on the sheet.
Table 1, caption, empty caption, 9 rows. Table 2, 10 rows, 5, table 1.
So now I'm on table 1. I'm going to hit VO, command, space.
Actions menu, 10 items.
Let's open up an actions menu.
Edit caption. Remove caption. Deselect all. Edit table title. Remove unused rows. Remove unused columns. Remove unused rows and columns. Press. Remove unused rows and columns.
I'm going to first remove the unused rows and columns so that I don't have extra rows and columns in this table.
One column removed. Actions of.
And now I'm going to hit again VO command space. to go into the actions menu on the table.
Actions menu, 10 item, edit caption, remove caption, deselect all, edit table title, remove unused, edit table title.
Edit table title, I'm going to hit enter.
Edit text, actions available.
And I'm going to now type quarter one for the title of this table because it's covering January, February, March.
Quarter one.
Now that's the name I've given to this table. So now let's explore VO left and right arrow keys.
Quarter one, caption, empty caption, table two, 10 rows, quarter one.
So table one has now been renamed to quarter one. So that means it's all the budget I want in the first quarter of the year, January, February, March, and that's in one single table. I can now navigate to the second table, VO right arrow.
Table two, 10 rows.
I'm going to interact, VO shift down arrow.
In column header cell.
And
column head, column, row headers, row column.
And here now I can navigate and explore within the second table in my sheet called My Budget. So here I'm going to put in the first table I had January, February, March. In this table, I'm going to put April, May, June. So
row header cell, cell, column header cell, row header cell, cell, A1.
I'm in cell A1 of table 2. I'm going to go to B2.
Column header cell, caps lock, off. Caps lock,
March,
off.
April.
In P, L. Column header cell, cell, C1. Actions in A, May. Y. Column header cell, in U,
E.
April, empty, April. Column header cell, April. Column header cell, cell, B1. May. Column header cell, cell, C1. June. Column header cell, cell. D1.
Okay, so I have April, May, and June now across the top, and I'm going to come back.
Column header cell, row header cell,
and
cell.
I have now got two tables. The first table has data for April, May, and June. I've created a second table. The first table is January, February, March. The second table is April, May, and June. And now I'm going to insert the data into the second table.
Column head, row header cell, cell, caps lock, on.
Food,
cap D, row header cell,
in, water,
cap R, row header cell, cell,
internet,
cap, row header cell, in,
transportation,
cap F, row header cell, cell, caps lock, off.
So I have now created a second table within my sheet wherein I have got the quarter two data. I'm going to rename this table as well.
Out of table two.
I hit VO shift up arrow to come out of the table.
Quarter one, table two.
Table two, I'm going to hit VO command space.
Actions menu.
Actions menu.
Add caption.
Add caption.
Deselect all. Edit table title.
Edit table title.
Edit text. Add tape selection delete. Cap
Q.
Quarter
two. Enter.
Quarter
two. And now if we hit VO left and right arrow keys.
Quarter one. Catch quarter two. 10
You can see that now we are jumping between two different tables on the same sheet. One is quarter one. One is quarter two. So this is useful for you to be able to quickly separate and jump between different pieces of information on the same sheet. And also for sighted people, it's a great way to visually separate out content on a single sheet. Hope that's helpful. Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by the community at applevis.com. Applevis, empowering people who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision to get the most from Apple products and related technologies. A proud member of the Be My Eyes family. For more information, visit our website at www.applevis.com.